The Arizona Cardinals Daily Report is presented by the Arizona Lottery. You can't win if you don't play.
Playing defensive tackle in the National Football League is a very inglorious position, one that rarely gets accolades and the notoriety deserved, however instrumental in the success of the overall defense, a position that nose tackle Dan Williams has embraced and made his own.
Look at Dumpster Dan on wheels. Big Dan got off the block and closed like a barracuda on a goldfish.
What has been instrumental to your progression as a player?
I get a lot of help from the veteran guys like Von Holiday, Nick Eason, Dockett, Calais. Those guys just helped me out a whole lot just preparing each week and, just really showing me how, to prepare for a game, just how to practice, how to study film, how to take notes. So those guys have been very helpful for me towards my early career.
So making that transition from college where you were dominating and then coming to the National Football League where it humbles a lot of players, what was the most difficult part of you just understanding the program?
I think my biggest part was just the fact that I just need to know I'm just a nose right now, for the team. Coming from Tennessee, I was playing, I was on the field every play, third down also. But the thing about it is now I'm just realizing, hey, this is you being a nose, this is your job, this is what you get paid to do. And, this is the reason why the Cardinals brought me here, just to be, play two plays and get off on third down. So, but, I always, remind Coach Horton that I'm ready if he does need me.
How have you embraced that role, as you talk about, of playing the nose and knowing that it's going to help the team because you guys have had success, all throughout the year?
And then, I just get excited from seeing Paris and D-Wash, seeing those guys having two good seasons. And, I'm a big part of, the reason for those guys having good seasons. Darryl's having a breakout year this year. I don't think Paris too far behind him with tackles. So, taking on those double teams and, keeping those guys free, even in little play-action situations. If I could take up a guard in the center and, that helps Calais or Docker come free, in the end, I just really just playing now to get the W's and, but just seeing those guys do well and knowing that I was a big part to help that that satisfies me.
And Dan, one thing that you talked about, it's definitely a humbling position because you have to eat up double teams and things of that nature playing the nose guard, but you still make plays.
My goodness, Dan Williams, you talk about getting off a block.
Yes.
And coming down the line and doing it with authority.
How do you find that within the scheme of things to still play football and make things happen?
One thing Coach Ray Horton always tells us is, make the plays that come to us. And that's one of the biggest things. I always play hard. Another part, I just try to run to the ball, every play. So just in case one of those guys do slip up and miss a tackle, I can come and clean it up.
One thing that's been a constant this year is the defense. You guys have continued to make plays, make things happen, get turnovers. What's the motivation for you guys to continue to go out there and carry this football team?
The motivation for us is that we made team goals and we want to be a top five defense, and we're in the top 10 now. We're a few yards away from being the top five defense, and we're just trying to continue to improve each game week. It's just the fact that we just want to continue to get better, and we definitely want to just accomplish all our goals of being the top five defense before the year's over.
You have Marshawn Lynch, who's a beast at running back. How do you guys plan on stopping him and Russell Wilson, the rookie quarterback?
I mean, the biggest thing is when Marshawn comes to your gap, make sure you wrap up, because there's not an easy guy to take down. I think he's the second leading rusher behind Adrian Peterson in the league. And the way the guys fights, for each yard, every ball carry he gets, it's like, it's just like his last. When the guys, scrapping, fighting, we just really had to make sure that we play gaps on defense and, make sure that we're in our gaps. And also, Russell's been getting better every week. He's definitely a different quarterback from the first game of the season. And, he's been making big plays for his team. And, hopefully we could disrupt him a little bit.
Do you look at this as the underdog role and embrace this moment to go into Seattle and get this W?
I think in the end, playing the Seahawks, it doesn't matter who's on top, what position we are in the NFC right now. It's just the fact that, that's one of our rivals, and I pretty much think, that those guys really don't like us, we don't really like them. And it's just the fact that, it's just one old, just an NFC West rival, and, it's going to be a good game, especially going to a very hostile environment in Seattle, and, we just hopefully we just come up and show up, take the challenge.
Always getting ready for the challenge. For Dan Williams, I'm Damian Anderson. This has been the Cardinals Daily Report.